Namaste, my dears. Hello and welcome. This is Kelly. Welcome to the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me. Today we have an all levels class for your enjoyment. This was inspired by both a book that I am reading, Ahab's Wife, and also by the cleanses and renewal work that we often undertake this time of year. So that's where I am in the world of yoga. And I do so appreciate you joining me on this journey. I do invite you to visit sunroseyoga.com for photos of the postures and notes, links, all of that fun stuff. And I do, as always, love to hear from you wherever you like to write, either on as a comment on this post or a review in iTunes. Thank you all very much for those. Via email or voicemail. I really do love hearing from each and every one of you, and I so appreciate you listening. That being said, I wish you peace on your path, and until we meet again, namaste. Let's begin by taking a beautiful seat in Sukhasana, easy pose. Whenever way there feels natural and feels sustainable for the next few moments, for the next few breaths, find that place where your lower body lets go, releases any bits of tension, releases any sense of holding in order to fully experience the present. We really must let go of anything that we attempt to carry with us. And we must do so without worry. Whatever we need at any given time will arise, whether we hold or not. And now as you breathe in, begin to feel your spine lengthen. Begin to feel those spaces in between. Spaces between, both in the body and in the breath. Feel some freedom in your shoulders. Feel freedom as the neck lengthens. This quiet time of year, for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, is often a time we reflect on the things we'd like to let go of, the things we wish to be free of. And often as we're doing that, as we're letting go of, say, caffeine or alcohol or negative attachments in our lives, it's important that our yoga practice, our physical asana practice, be a place of comfort, a place of rest. And so this practice today is designed to uplift and nourish you. We With your next breath out, slowly begin to look over your right shoulder, relaxing the heads of the shoulders away from the ears. And let your inhale guide your gaze back to center. As you exhale, begin to shift your gaze over the left shoulder, leading maybe with your chin. Inhaling back to center. And as you exhale and look right, feel your ears relax. Inhale back to center. And this time as you exhale to your left, feel the space around your eyes. Feel your eye sockets relax. And we'll inhale back to center. And just shift your weight from left to right, feeling a bit of freedom in your hips, feeling the synovial fluid in those joints just lubricating a path for movement. And we'll bring our hands in front of our shins here and just begin to walk them slowly forward, slowly coming into an easy and gentle forward fold. An easy place to be. Relax the neck, relax the shoulders, maybe swallow here, creating even more openness through the throat, which in turn releases the very lowest part of our spine. I've been reading the book Ahab's Wife or The Stargazer by Sina Jeter Naslund for a bit now, and I've nearly finished, and there are so many passages in this book that I feel are the yoga, and I am constantly wanting to share them with you. Where we choose to be, where we choose to be, we have that power to determine our lives. We cannot reel time backward or forward, but we can take ourselves to the place that defines our being. The idea abides with me like faith. I will be happy to return to this place where domesticity marries the cosmos. And now slowly make your way to downward facing dog. Maybe spread the fingertips wide and rock to hands and knees before curling the toes and lifting the hips high to the sky. Adho Mukha Svanasana. And I think this idea of place need not necessarily be any particular space in the world. It's a space within that we cultivate. We cultivate that space where contentment can grow. We cultivate that space where bliss, where true inner joy can grow, can prosper, can flourish. But many times, oftentimes, this is not as easy as it sounds. Am I right? One of the ways I find, at least, that assists in the cultivation of such a place is through the quiet practice that is the yoga. Now begin here, if you haven't already, to really listen to your breath. Become a connoisseur of the breath as it moves in through the rings of your nostrils and into the body, down into the deepest recesses of the lungs. And again, become an expert in the path of your breath as it moves out of the body. It's by noticing these beautiful details that we begin to fully live in the present, that we begin to embody the yoga. And with your next in-breath, feel your right leg float toward the sky as your foot leaves the earth and the inner thigh becomes buoyant. Keep a sense of integrity in that right leg. Maybe press the ball of the foot toward the wall behind you or the sky. And drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. Perhaps bend that right knee and begin to peel the right hip open so your belly turns from facing the earth to facing the wall beside you. Or if you're practicing outdoors, facing the air to your right, maybe your neighbor's house or a tree. And really begin to feel a sense of openness. Obviously, the right side of the body is opening, but see if you can access a little more in the left side of the body. With your next exhalation, release that right foot slowly. Maybe take a couple of exhalations to release your right foot back down to earth. Doing so with control. Doing so with your complete attention. Now, once you've released that foot to earth, simply notice the difference between your right and your left side. Now, with your next breath in, begin to sweep the left leg skyward. Again, dropping the shoulders away from the ears. Dropping the shoulder blades toward the hips. Feeling the contact of your knuckles with the earth, especially that index knuckle with the earth. And now let's peel the left hip open. Maybe bend that knee and peel the hip open. Accessing so much more openness and expansiveness in the body. And with your next exhalation, begin the descent of that left leg. Go slowly. Take several breaths to complete the movement. And rather than worry about any movements that are involuntary in the body at this point, you might feel some shaking or other releases. Let yourself cultivate a contentment in this space, in your own skin. And now from here, begin to walk the feet forward to meet the hands. Take your time, go slow, finding your way to a very gentle, soothing Uttanasana. Knees can be bent. Perhaps grab your opposite elbow with each hand. Let the crown of the head descend toward earth as you shift your weight from right to left. And then shift your weight forward and backward in your feet and in your hips until your hips are directly over your knees and directly over your ankles. So you may feel as though you're a bit forward in your feet. Your weight might be a little more in the balls of the feet, and you may need to walk the hands forward in order to maintain your balance here. Now gently lift the toes and spread them. As you set them down, feel yourself anchored in this place, in this space. And as you breathe in, slowly roll yourself to stand one vertebrae at a time. Tadasana, mountain pose. And now we practice the breath of joy, which involves a three-part inhalation and a one-part exhalation with arms and legs. We inhale, bringing the hands and arms in front of the face. We inhale again, open the arms wide, keeping the elbows bent. We inhale, the fingertips skyward, straight arms. And as you exhale, gently hinge from the hips, folding forward. From here, we inhale, bring those hands up, bring the upper body up, so you're standing with your hands in front of the face. We inhale, open the arms out to the sides. We inhale, sweep the fingertips skyward. Exhale, hinge from the hips, release to a forward fold. One last time. Inhale, come up, bringing arms and hands in front of the face. Inhale, open the arms wide. Inhale, sweep the fingertips skyward, stretching the arms up. And exhale, hinge from the hips and fold forward. Now from this place, this forward fold, find that grounding, find that anchor in the feet. And with knees deeply bent, as you breathe in, sweep the arms and the upper body around and up to Utkatasana, staying low in your knees, low in your hips, bent knees. Tucking your tailbone ever so slightly so we flatten out the very low back. Feel the shoulders drop away from the ears as you press your pinky finger skyward and draw your thumbs toward the wall behind you. Now with your next exhalation, step your right foot back about one leg's length, turning the toes to the long side of the mat. We'll take a beautiful breath in here with hips also facing the long side of the mat. And as you exhale, bend the left knee, extending the arms to T in Virabhadrasana 2. Now your spine continues to lengthen. Feel the base of the spine anchor while the crown of the head reaches higher and higher. And at the same time, we feel a lengthening from the fingertips of the right hand to the fingertips of the left hand. The collarbones are opening. The heart is buoyant. The ribs are open. The breath expansive. Begin to cultivate an awareness of the spaces between your toes. See if you can feel the knuckles of your toes pressing into the earth, the ball mound of your big toe. Second, third, fourth, and pinky toes. All the while feeling the arches lift luxuriously away from the earth. With your next breath in, bend your left elbow and drop the left forearm to the top of the left thigh. And as you exhale, sweep the right arm in front of the body, rotating up so that you're reaching for the space where the wall and ceiling meet overhead, and you're dropping the shoulders away from the ears in Uttita Parsva Konasana, extended lateral angle pose. See if you can really connect the pinky toe side of your right foot with earth, feeling that entire outside of the right leg, which would be the right side of the right leg, creating a little lift there. The heart is still buoyant. It is facing skyward. It is rolling skyward as that right shoulder rolls up, back, and down, softening the shoulders away from the ears. Now we'll slowly begin to straighten our left leg, coming to Trikonasana. This time, your right hand is pressed either to the shin or to the earth or to a block on the inside edge of your right leg, or excuse me, your left leg, while your right hand is extended straight up. So the right hand is stacked over the right shoulder, is stacked over the left shoulder, stacked over the left hand, continuing to spread through the collarbones, and all that right hip is peeling back instead of drooping forward. And as you breathe in, root into those anchored feet. Use the strength of your abdominals to draw yourself back up to stand. And with arms out in T, let's switch the feet so that the right toes are facing the right, the short side of the mat, and the left toes are facing the long side of the mat. Deep breath to the deepest parts of the back of the lungs. And as you exhale, Virabhadrasana 2, second side. Right knee bends. Left leg is straight and strong, and arms are in T. Remembering to cultivate the breath, to cultivate your awareness of your surroundings. Doing so without judgments, doing so simply by noticing. Noticing the contact that your body makes with earth. Noticing perhaps the spaces between your fingers. Noticing the breath as it moves in and out of the body. And with your next in-breath, bend the right elbow, resting the right forearm on the top of the right thigh, and as you exhale, sweep the left arm up overhead, reaching and then softening into the space, Uttita Parsva Konasana. Shoulders soften away from the ears, heart spinning toward the sky. Finding a place where you are still able to maintain that openness in the heart, to maintain that openness in the shoulders. Now, for many of us, it is accessible or even easy to release the right hand to earth on the inside edge of the right knee. But as soon as we do so, that left hip droops forward, that left shoulder droops forward, and we hide our heart. We let our Anahata chakra droop towards earth. Let's let ourselves thrive here. Let's let that heart center spin toward the sky, the hip and the shoulder open, and access some space between each of your left ribs. Beautiful. Now as you breathe in, begin to straighten the right leg, Trikonasana, stacking the shoulders, stacking the arms. So you have all of these beautiful angles in the body. The spine is long, and the hips open. That left hip opens as it rolls up, back, and down. And the feet are rooted in the earth, but the toes are soft. Now with your next breath in, find the anchor of your breath, find the anchor in your body, and use the strength of your abdominals to come all the way back up to stand. And let's bring the feet together just at the center of your mat. Slowly make your way to standing on your knees. So the knees come down to earth. It's almost as though you were a little person learning to walk. Like my baby does this all the time where she walks on her knees. And from here we lift through the heart center. And we stack our hips right over top of the knees. You can either tuck the toes or keep the tops of the feet connected with earth. And we find our way into Ustrasana, camel pose. Now for you, that may mean holding your ankles or the heels. It may mean holding two blocks. It may mean bringing your hands to the small of your back and lifting the heart, dropping the shoulders away from the ears, and simply allowing the head to drop back. We always want the hips stacked over the knees here so that there is an openness and an expansion in the body. Breathing into the heart center, breathing into the throat, the Vasuddha chakra, the seat of our will. Oftentimes that will convinces us that we are not content, that we must continue our search for something more, for more or different things from ourselves and those around us who love us. And by practices such as this, we perhaps release tensions that we hold there, cultivating contentment, cultivating peace in that place. Now as you breathe in, bring your hands to the small of your back, shift your gaze forward, and let your booty rest on your heels and rest your forehead on the floor, either in Bhaktasana, devotional pose with fingertips outstretched, or child's pose, Balasana, with hands close to the body, close to the feet. We'll slowly make our way back to sitting on the heels with body upright, and we'll move our feet out from under our body. Just keep the knees bent with feet flat on the floor, and with that right foot, bend the right knee and tuck the right foot close into the left hip. Your knee will be pointing straight ahead. From there, we'll stack the left knee on top of the right with the left heel coming to rest on the outside of your right hip. We're preparing for cow-faced pose, Gomukhasana. And here, we want both sitting bones anchored. So if you notice one sitting bone is up off the earth, place a blanket or a pillow underneath your tush. And once you have found that space, see if you can relax truly and deeply in the hips, through the knees, through the ankles, and through your face. And from here, just shift your weight from left to right, almost imperceptibly, just teeny, teeny, tiny movements before slowly beginning to walk the fingertips forward, coming into a very luxurious forward fold where you are resting heavily on your hands. Remembering to keep the sitting bones on the earth, so you may only come forward 2 centimeters. You may only come forward 1 inch. And wherever that is the place you are meant to be in this moment. That is the place where you can settle in to listen to the singing, perhaps, of those outer hips. This is where many of us hold our past. We hold so much here. And if you find that place where you just begin to feel a little bit of something, you can begin the work of letting go, of letting your inhalation inhabit the space, and with each exhale, letting that tension just dissolve and dissolve and dissolve. Now sometimes the tension from our hips migrates into our shoulders when we work deeply in the hips. So if you can, relax the shoulders away from the ears, almost as though someone were holding a warm towel against your neck and shoulders. Now we'll slowly begin to walk back up, walk the hands back up so we're sitting upright. We'll unwind the legs, removing that left knee from the right. Maybe just shift the knees from left to right before switching sides. This time we'll tuck the left foot close into the right hip while that left knee points straight ahead. And then we'll stack the right knee on top of the left. And again, settle in. You may notice big differences between side one and side two. And that is a beautiful thing. Once you are grounded, once you are anchored in your sitting bones, begin that slow walk forward into forward fold. And as we practice today, let's not be too concerned about whether our spine is straight as a board or whether it's round. Do what feels right. Do what allows you to come into the hips, resting heavily in the hands or the forearms or the elbows. Let go in the jaw. Inhabit this space completely. Let your breath expand beyond your lungs, right up to the skin. And as you exhale, feel peace descend upon you. As you breathe in, you feel yourself expand even beyond the skin. And this time as you exhale, feel your peace descend upon the earth around you. Descend upon the air around you, just emanating out with that breath. And with your next in-breath, slowly begin to make your way back up to a seat. Unwinding the legs, shifting the hips. With knees bent, come to the tips of your toes. Lift the heart. Extend your arms straight out in front of you so that they are parallel with the earth. And begin to lift one and then both feet up off the floor. Perhaps keeping the knees bent. Perhaps bringing the shins toward parallel with the earth. And perhaps extending the legs straight to Navasana. Paripurna Navasana, or the boat pose. The heart's lifted, the collarbones are spreading, and the shoulder blades are descending down the back toward the hips. Find the action in your feet. Pull the toes back toward the body. Press the balls of the feet away from you. Find the lightness in your heart. And as you exhale, release the feet to earth. Release the hands to earth. And guide yourself all the way down to the floor. Knees bent, feet on the earth. The entire length of the spine is resting on the earth. Bring your hands to your sides so the palms are resting on either side of each hip. We'll draw the knees toward the chest, taking a beautiful breath here. And as you exhale, pressing the hands into the earth, rock the hips up over the shoulders, maybe letting the feet rest behind the head. Bring your hands to the low back, finding your anchor here between the throat and the back of the heart as you extend the legs toward the sky. Sarvangasana, shoulder stand. Feel the heart lifting while keeping a natural neck here, while keeping a natural chin and just gazing at the toes. Find an enlivenment in the feet as you spread the toes and press the balls of the feet toward the sky. Cultivate that soft but full breath. Allow the feet to descend behind the head. And then either supporting your back with your hands or bringing the arms back to the earth, sort of exactly where they were when they were next to your hips as we began. And slowly begin to roll down the spine, one vertebra at a time. With legs straight or knees bent, depending on the low back. And we'll come all the way back down to earth. Let your entire body become heavy here, almost like a little mini shavasana where palms are facing the sky and you are anchored in each of those points that make contact with the earth, the back of the head,